This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 12th. Well, I was on Marita Bartiromo's show this morning when the CPI came out, and we were all pleasantly surprised by it. The annual rate of the CPI came in at 2.7%. That's slower than economists were expecting, so that probably triggered the big rally. But energy prices are still falling. Food prices are contained. I was very happy that owner's equivalent rent or shelter costs only grew 0.2%. That's the same as the previous month, but a few months ago it was growing at a much faster rate. So it's a sign that the inflation in housing and rental costs are definitely starting to ebb. So we all have a lot of hope for inflation. We all now know the Fed has to cut in September. Obviously, Trump is changing the FOMC pretty aggressively right now. He's still looking for a new Fed chairman, and but there are a lot of people in the Fed, at least five that I can count offhand, that are going to be pushing for a rate cut in September. So we're going to get it because market rates are falling. It's as simple as that. Now, the PPI tomorrow is also going to be consequential because it hasn't gone up hardly at all, and that's because there's been deflation in China. And the other big news in China, of course, is Trump extended their tariffs for 3 months, and then he is going to be meeting with President Xi after all this is dealt with. And that will be fascinating because President Xi doesn't travel much anymore. And when he does travel, he doesn't go very far. So I don't know if that meeting is going to be in Hawaii or someplace closer to China. So that will be interesting. The meeting that President Trump is having with Vladimir Putin on Friday in Alaska is also fascinating. Trump's lowering expectations in the meeting, kind of wants to see where Putin's at and what his demands are, which I think we all know. He wants Western Ukraine, he wants Crimea, and he wants them to be officially recognized. And, of course, he doesn't want Ukraine to be part of NATO. So he's getting a lot of advice from Ukrainian President Zelensky, from Europe right now. But, you know, if we do get peace in the world, it does help the economy grow. Okay, there's no doubt about it. And so this will be a fascinating meeting, and it will be fascinating to see how Ukraine responds and how Europe and our NATO allies respond as well. But the bottom line is the market wants to rally. There is cash on the sidelines that comes in and helps the market rally. Earnings are still working. We had a stock the other day, SE, announced earnings, gapped up. So that has me very, very encouraged. So this is better than most August. I don't want to jinx myself. We're only halfway through August here. But I'm very, very pleased. And, of course, NVIDIA will be announcing in the upcoming weeks, as will Costco. These are two of our stocks. Yeah, but this earnings announcement season has been much better than I expected. So fascinating times we're in. Enjoy the ride, folks. The summer months are bumpy. They're erratic. But at least, for lack of a better word, we're melting up, and that's that. So let's hope for a good PPI tomorrow. That will just cement the foundation that the Fed's going to have to continue to cut. And I do think the PPI will be very, very favorable because there's not a lot of inflation in the world right now. So despite all these tariff fears, you know, it's not showing up in the data. So that's good news. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Talk to you soon.